Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Once upon a time, there was a peaceful village at the bottom of a beautiful hill. But these things cannot last, as an evil army led by a villainous man came and took what wasn't his. But these things too cannot last, as one day, a brave girl wearing glass slippers snuck into the villainous man's castle and took back what wasn't his. For her bravery, the village made her their leader, and for her grace, they gave her a name.
Tybalt comes back with the orb that you asked for.
I recognize what it is, Adam.
You know it as the Eye of Hate.
Really nasty stuff, right? Can send curses to your grace, enemy, really hateful, hateful stuff. And said if you look into it, you can actually see what your greatest foe is doing.
We should go check out more of those artifacts.
Oh, yeah, we should definitely check out more of those artifacts, especially if they're as fun as this.
All right, you head back out of the breakfast nook into the atrium, back into that grand hall. From there, there's access to one of the spires, which goes all the way to the top, and the armory is up there. You head up the spire, and you reach... Oh, there's two, sorry, the two front spires by the front entrance. Both of them are armories, but one is an armory, Tiffany, you would know. One is an armory that you were allowed in and had just regular weapons. And the other was an armory that Sir Grace kept relics and powerful magical artifacts in.
Guess where we're going?
The good armory.
I lead you straight in. I am too quick.
The second the door opens, Tiffany, and you step through, you are 10. There are many artifacts all around on pedestals, in display cases, some just lying on the floor, half discarded almost, like your father didn't care. But one artifact, one item here is placed with some reverence. Would you like to describe it?
Sure. A very long, very simple looking spear, but I believe it has carved, possibly in another language, into it a word which, when translated, means cinder. But I would imagine it hums with some kind of magical energy, as items of its ilk tend to do.
Tiffany, this artifact, it's your father's ancestral weapon. It has attracted you since you could understand objects. You're standing, looking at it. It hums with that energy just above the mantle, did you say?
Yeah.
It feels like it's calling you.
I take a little step toward it.
Tiffany! I storm into the armory.
He's right behind you.
You're not allowed in here.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to look. I put my arms under my armpits and hold them really tight.
I'd like to grab the spear and, like, holding it, squat down at you. This is cinder. This is the ancestral weapon of House Grace. Only the heir to House Grace can wield this. If anyone else wields it, and I'd like to, when I do that, swing it close to you but not touching you. If anyone else wields it, somebody not of Grace blood, it will burn them. I put it back on the mantle. That's why you need to stay away. None of this is safe. Did you unlock the door? I'd like to go look at the door. Is there a key in there?
Tiffany, how did you get inside?
Took a key.
I'd like to take the key out. Harry F. is in trouble for this.
No.
I'd like to scoot you out of the armory and slam the door.
No, but he didn't.
Lock it. Harry!
A whipping will be had. Tiffany, you're in the armory. You're an adult again. It's the present day.
Where'd you go?
I'm here.
You good?
Yeah. Is Cinder here?
Cinder is on the mantle as it always has been.
Still humming.
It's, once again, it feels like it's calling you. Except a little bit older now, it feels different. You, as a child, there's, you know, an inherent magic to the world. And there's an inherent lack of experience, obviously, that comes with being a child. And so something humming with magic, that could be anything. It could be in your imagination. As an adult, you realize there is an actual magic calling to you.
Do I recognize these artifacts and do I recognize that spear?
There are more artifacts. I don't think you could roll high enough to know every item
no,
in
no,
here.
No, but do I know the spear? That looks like it's important.
I'm so close to the spear.
The spear, you know.
I've read the books.
Do you want a list of other relics that you can identify?
Adam, I would love a list of other relics that I can identify. Just give me a moment to write down that I have the Eye of Hate still. Is Tybalt with us?
No.
Tybalt, no, he didn't go.
You dismissed him?
Yeah, that's funny. Get another good boy card. And you get a good boy card for being excited about the magic items.
Yes, they're my favorite thing.
The red mantle. There is, it's a cloak. Called the red mantle. There is. It is said that when one wears the red mantle, they may use their own blood to fuel magical energies.
Oh.
There is Torkoal's Bane, a dagger which will pierce the hide of any dragon.
Torkoal. You know what's crazy about Torkoal? That's the name of a Pokemon.
That is crazy.
That's what I was thinking.
It's a big turtle. It's got a volcano.
It's awesome. I like Torkoal.
Just before I say the next one, I'm letting you know now, a lot of these relics were taken from felled enemies. So Dwarf Render, which is a mole which hates dwarves.
That's
a mole?
Yeah, a mole is like a big hammer.
I imagine Torkoal's Bane, the dagger, is just embedded in a desk.
You know what? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Please describe me how each of these...
Okay,
yeah.
The cloak would be on like a stand. That one is on a stand, but probably over time it's getting like mildewy around the bottom. Torkoal's Bane is stabbed into a desk.
The Dwarf Render?
That'd be just leaning up against the wall.
Lack of care in here is upsetting Pop so much.
There is a set of light armor called Penia's Light, which, when wielded, just casts light in a small radius. The light is not very strong. Well, it doesn't go very far, but it has all the power of daylight to it.
Yeah, okay.
That would probably just be on an armor stand.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There is two sets of boots of jumping and boots of landing. They do what you would imagine they
what
do.
What I love is that you got to jump, chained boots.
You absolutely need to be wearing both boots to gain the effect, and the boots do what you think they do.
That's so good.
I think you would find these boots not in pairs, kind of just thrown together.
Yeah, I find like one of each, and I'm now trying to find the pair. Yeah.
There's a shield, which was awarded to Sir Grace. It is said that the shield will deflect any ranged attack, although this claim is, you would know from stories, it's dubious as to whether or how true it is, called Grace Guard.
That would just be leaning up against a wall, too. That might have tipped over, honestly.
There is the Steel of Candor.
Well, that sounds cool as fuck.
That would be a very regal armor, the kind of armor that comes with a cape.
Yeah.
The cape maybe would be blue, like the same color as the sort of the flag that House Grace uses, with big pauldrons.
Yeah.
A big, one of those chest pieces that has like the decal on it. Like
like a sigil.
Yeah, the sigil, which would be the slipper, the gloss slipper on the front. Maybe it would be slightly golden as well, this armor.
A sheen to it.
A sheen,
well.
A golden sheen to it. Very elaborate.
What it do, or do I just know how beautiful it is?
What it do?
It's powerful, enchanted armor that it doesn't make you invulnerable, but it does protect from many types of damage.
I'm assuming this is the armor.
This would be so gracious.
Yeah, I've read about this armor.
You would, yeah, absolutely.
Is that in a nice?
No, this is equally discarded as everything
fucking
else.
Fucking hell, you're a pig.
There is the keys to Candor, which will unlock any door within the nation of Candor. It was awarded to Sir Grace the first time he defeated the Necro Wizard Norton.
These would just be on the desk next to the knife, I think.
There's some items at the end that I know are going to be in a pile.
Yeah.
There's Deathbringer, a statue. The statue is not technically an artifact. The statue was once a powerful general of an undead army who Sir Grace froze. Turned him into a statue in the same way that Medusa got turned into a statue.
Incredible.
That would be in like a, what do you call like where you put a bunch of umbrellas and canes?
He's got other things hanging off him.
Yeah.
That's good.
There's Soldier's Woe, a halberd, which it's just a very powerful enchanted weapon. There's no special ability about it.
It should be leaning up against a wall.
There is...
This is the pile.
Right. A ring of necro wizardry, which if you are the necro wizard Norton, enhances your necrotic spells.
But if you are anyone else, nothing.
It does nothing. There are four necro staffs from each time Sir Grace killed the necro wizard Norton.
How many times have you... I would know. I've read the books.
Four times.
Four.
Yeah.
There are four of them. There are these... Well... They could either be in the pile or with the other boots. There are boots of necro-wizardry.
They would probably be with the other boots. Yeah.
Which do basically the same thing the ring does.
Yep, yep, yep. Man, you have so much stuff belonging to this one guy.
And somehow you see these artifacts would have been thrown and discarded with more hate than
like fury. If while you were putting those things away, you looked into the eye.
Yeah, that's what I would see.
There is the hand of the necro-wizard, which is what one of his iterations. He cut off his hand to make it serve him as an undead servant.
That's funny as.
There is the eye of the necro wizard, which one of his iterations, he popped out his eye and gave it to a loyal follower. There is the lips of the necro wizard.
I'm just bracketing this as necro wizard paraphernalia.
Yeah.
We've got a whole page of artifacts.
Whoa. Honestly, a lot of the necro wizard ones would probably be in a chest with necro wizard written on it.
Chest or like, do we have cardboard?
a box. Yeah.
When placed onto a surface, the lips will speak endless incantations of animating dead.
That's so funny. Just they're like, they're almost on a surface.
Yeah, they're like lip side down. Yeah.
And there is the stomach and small intestines of the necro wizard, which are in a little cage, and every now and then, thunk, thunk, it tries to, like a snake, whip out at you.
Tiffany was so brave to go here as a child. There's animated guts in here.
The stomach and small intestine maybe weren't there.
Yeah, that's fair.
They would have been in a box anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Thunk. Thunk. There are many other items, but you can't identify them all.
And then, of course, the spear, which I recognize as Cinder. Would I know the lore behind the spear, too, that if you're not of House Grace, you can't wield it without it burning you?
That probably would be, yeah. I would almost guarantee one of the stories has, like, an enemy picking up the weapon and be like, now I've got you.
Ah,
the Necro-Wizard did it twice.
I'm more powerful now, Sir Grace.
Maybe this time.
Maybe now that I have cut off my hand and put your hand on my hand.
I will use my lips to pick it.
All right, you've bested me. Try to try my shoes.
I know last time I tried using your hands and my lips and it didn't work, but perhaps this combination.
I'm crashed around the necro, like
the necro zone.
Honestly,
if you will,
walking into this room. Are you still lost in your nostalgia, or are you clock and pop?
No, I'm not clock and pop. I'm clock and pipe. What's the stick called? Spear.
Cinder. Fucking hell, because if you're really funny.
if you were not clocking pipe but clocking pop, you would see that pop. I am so excited, and I am just like the necro wizard stuff. Like, yes, there's a lot of cool artifacts here, and I will look at them and I will appraise them and want to take them back to the museum. However, I'm a big fan as well. Mm. And this is the Necrowizard stuff. Like, there are 5 books about the Necrowizard.
Oh, man, your old man must have told you so much about this stuff. It's just fantastic.
I read a lot about it in books, yeah.
Man, this is all the Necrowizard stuff. And is that Torkoal's Bane?
Oh, yeah.
I don't even care if she's lying. I'm not.
I'm staring at humming spear.
Can I take the dagger out of the desk?
Absolutely, yeah.
Anything, it's just fine?
The second you touch it, you know a little bit about the Weave of Magic. It's an arcane magical item, so it's not familiar. The magic isn't familiar to you, but you register as magic all the same.
Oh, yeah, this kills dragons.
I just, like, look and just put it in my belt.
Tiffany? Am not looking.
Tiffany, yeah, you're looking at Cinder.
Yeah.
What do you do?
It's calling me, right?
It feels like it, yeah.
Oh.
I reach out really, really slowly and do the, you know how, like, if you don't want to get electrocuted by an electric fence? So I'm doing, like, back of the hand, like, back of my scaly little thing. Because, like, reaching out, trying to feel if it's going to get, like, warmer.
What happens when she touches Cinder?
Nothing. It feels so comfortable in your hand or like your
back of my finger.
Back of your finger. Maybe you feel it's like your aura, so to speak, is connecting to it. Like your blood, I suppose, your heart pumps with the same sort of rhythm that Cinder hums with.
I put my hand back. I'm not allowed to do that.
No way. I knew those stories were bullshit.
What?
Well, you're adopted, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The spear of Cinder burns anyone who's not a Grace.
I grab the spear with my whole hand.
You take 20 points of fire damage.
Jesus Fucking hell!
Pop Mandarin, you lose 20 points. You lose 20 hit points to fire damage. You immediately drop it. It's too hot to touch.
My god, jeez. You're tougher than you look, Horns. Far out.
The reason that I am a tiefling, you know. Fire.
How long you reckon you can hold for?
You took 20 points of damage.
How long?
I mean, I probably shouldn't, right? I start looking around for necromancer bits to pick it up with.
You get a couple of necro wizard hands.
Yeah.
No. Come on. I reckon I went, what, two? Did I go like 2 seconds, Adam?
Yeah, thereabouts. Yeah.
I got 2 seconds. You got to go free. I could cure wounds. I'll heal you. 3 seconds. Let's go.
I'm really not meant to. I shouldn't have even. It's
Horns.
Not.
He's not here.
He isn't here.
You can do whatever you want in this room.
Okay, one more finger just to the back of it.
So nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
It sort of.
Does it make a weird noise?
Back and forth with my hand.
I'd say maybe like you feel it in the back of your teeth, you know, that kind of vibration. Sure, yeah.
Did you taste that?
No, it just burnt the fuck out of my hand.
I push the back of my hand on it and leave it there for like, well, I guess I assume I have to pull
three,
it off after a second.
Four, five.
You feel that sensation as before, but nothing.
Six, seven, eight. Nine.
I pull my hand off and look at it.
Is it burnt?
Not at all, no.
Is it?
That's so. Okay, I flip my hand over, open palm, like very horse rules. I push it on, but I'm trying to flare my fingers back so I don't get the.
Nothing happens. Other than the previous stated effect.
And it feels good?
I also touch it with one finger.
You take 20 points of fire damage.
Fucking hell. Maybe it's metaphorical. Like blood. Isn't blood?
Yeah.
Like you're.
Well, I've been a grace for so long.
Yeah.
Maybe the magic caught up. Yeah. Well, when I was younger, I hadn't been a grace for very long. And I
20
suppose.
20 points of damage in your finger.
It's like it would explode.
Yeah.
Adam, I'm in so much pain, but the mystery is too juicy.
I wasn't allowed to touch it. I really don't feel good about this. I really wasn't allowed to touch this.
I, with the point of, like, I don't know, some fucking shit item that one of the necrostars.
Sure.
I flick the spear up at Tiffany so that the only action you can take is either be hit with the spear or catch it.
Dexterity saving throw. You pass the dexterity saving throw, Tiffany. You have pretty good reflexes, so you can pick to not. What would you like to do? The staff is flung at grabbing height to you. It'll either bounce off you. You could grab it. You could do something else with it if you wanted.
Well, I'm not meant to touch it. I just freeze up.
You just freeze up?
Yep.
Well, it bounces off you then.
I mean, tong. He's not here. I don't know whether the magic works, how it works, whether it's. Like the idea of a grace bloodline and because you're adopted into it, but I know a lot of orphans. How familiar am I with, like, genealogy magic?
Well, there is some leeway sometimes with these types of magic where it can be like, oh, the not necessarily a blood relative, but the chosen inheritor. There is some leeway, but the stories of Cinder are pretty clear, and the necro wizard Norton has tried so many things.
Yeah, yeah. He did a thing where he like married a cousin.
Yeah.
I'm technically a great.
I have changed my name to Sir Grace.
I've been blood doping with Grace Blood.
What, among the necro wizards, there's one Sir Grace wizard. Yeah. Oh, sorry, among the necro staffs, there's one Sir Grace staff.
Fuck, dude.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Alright, in that case I pick this with one hand, ready to drop it. Mm-hmm. I pick it off the ground a little bit.
Alright, it thrums with energy, like it's pleased to be picked up.
How's that feel? Bernie? Hot? Any won't fall.
I would say as well, the writing on it, which is in some other language, probably would coalesce into just cinder.
Oh, can you read that? Did that change?
No. didn't change for me, just did this. My hand is fucked.
The pattern is burned into you. Yeah,
I just have the symbol. Yeah. And even I cast Cure Wounds on the hand, Adam.
Yeah. Sure.
The damage, I assume, goes away a bit. Mm-hmm. I will have that mark forever.
That's kind of fucked up in a lot of ways.
That's awesome.
I bet like half our hands have been burned into them.
Yeah. So many people so have that mark.
I swap it from one hand to the other. Mm-hmm. Good the whole time?
Yeah, it's fine.
Can you see it says Cinder?
No, it looks like.
Tiffany, the second you say the word out loud,
it ignites, but obviously doesn't hurt you.
Oh my God. Do I know enough about how the spear works?
You know that, yeah, saying Cinder, if you are a true heir of House Grace and you say the name, the spear is activated.
Do you know that?
No, I drop it.
No. Pick it back up. Do you trust me?
No. The question is, do I trust you more than I fear my dad?
Every moment of Tiffany's life flashes before her eyes.
I bend down to pick it up because dad isn't here, but you are. That's a consequence.
Say it again.
Cinder?
Don't let go. Horns. This is going to sound insane, but are you sure you're adopted?
Yeah, he must have changed his mind about me.
That's not how that works. That spear has two things about it. One, it does this to anyone who is not a Grace. And I don't think metaphorically. Like, that idiot, I point to all the Necrowizard stuff, tried so many things. There are so many books.
He legally was Sir Grace's son for a brief period.
There were so many loopholes. Like, so the four books about the Necrowizard, fantastic. The appendix, though, that Grace wrote after, very dry. Lot of content. Arguably my favourite Sir Grace publication because it's all fact.
Yeah, I read them. Those were the books I got given to read every single week.
The idea that that's the only way you learn things about your dad is so funny.
That he was like, read my book. And I'd be like, okay, that's my...
When's your birthday, Dad? Yeah. Read that one about the tree party.
Yeah, that's what I found out about that lady he liked.
The way Cinder works is only bloodline, right? Again, Norton tribe, that necro... He was like your brother legally for a bit, maybe. Like, he married into the family four times. He thought that if he married an annulled and married an annulled enough times, it would eventually work. He stole blood from an old Grace who lives out somewhere else, put all of the blood in his body, like took all of his Norton blood out, put it somewhere else, and put only Grace blood back in, and he still couldn't pick up that fucking spear. And the other part, and this is the part of Cinder, right? So drop it again.
I drop it.
It goes out?
Yes.
Pick it back up. All right, can you see, don't say the word, can you see the writing on the making a word, the name of the spear?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to say the name. Cinder.
What happens, Adam?
Nothing.
Probably because you're not holding it right.
Say it.
Cinder.
The only way that appears, if you are the true heir to the Grace Throne, like the only way that happens is if, you know.
Oh my God, he finally loves me. This is what I meant to do, right? I meant to come save him. Like the heir can't continue.
My lady, you hear from down, he hasn't gone, he hasn't come up, but Tybalt is down the bottom of the stairs calling up to you. My lady.
Oh, yes. Nothing.
I'm terribly sorry to bother, but Thudu is now aware that you're here and she's getting quite ornery that you're not, she wishes to speak to you.
Oh, sorry. Coming.
Take your spear.
Will it fit?
In what?
I hide it.
It's as tall as you.
Take it. It's yours. It's either yours because he bequeathed it to you, or it's yours because it's literally fucking... Are you...
Do you reckon he died?
Oh, I didn't think of that. No.
Okay, I keep the spear.
I think you'd know if he was dead, right?
I thought he'd be here.
To be honest, I'm not good with that stuff. My parents, I don't know. But I assume if my dad died, I'd probably feel it in the world.
Well, I didn't feel it when my parents died.
You hear a crashing sound downstairs. My lady!
Coming!
I also...
They're going to be mad! But otherwise, Pop will be mad and I have to live with him longer. I also take.
Yes, what do you take?
I take I've got Torkoal's Bane.
Sure.
I've still got the Eye of Hate. I didn't put that back.
Sure.
I also take the Keys to Kandor.
Yeah, that might come in handy.
Yeah.
You head downstairs?
Yep.
With Cinder in tow?
Mm-hmm.
The front smoking room, you know, is pretty much adjacent to where you come out to. So you can almost immediately go in and see Thudu. You do so?
Just hi, Thudu!
You see the front smoking room. It's you have many, many memories of seeing your father, probably drunk, here in an afternoon, sitting by the fire, just kind of staring into it. In a not dissimilar way, you see Thudu is here. As you, well, no, this would actually be a new development for you. She's in a wheelchair. You see she's got a blanket over her legs. She seems a lot frailer, even more frail than Harry F. It's, age has not been, the intervening time has not been kind to her.
Harry F.
Thudu.
There you are, she says. She turns around. She turns herself around in the wheelchair. You can see she has, you may name, the house cat.
Pinches.
Okay. You can see Pinches. He's very old, lost a lot of hair, and he's curled up in her lap. Pinches.
Recognize me?
With a beady eye, slowly opens and looks at you. He doesn't get up or do anything. He's just kind of looking at you.
That's cat
recognition.
That's
pretty good. I go and kneel down next to the lady under puss. I put a hand on Thudu on her leg to be like, hello. And then also smell me, Pinches.
Pinches, while you're having this conversation, Pinches gives you a little sniff. 'Tis good to see you again, lass. It's been too long.
It has. Are you okay?
Age comes for us all, as it must, inevitably.
Sort of look over at Pop can you do something about this?
No, who are you, then?
I take my hat off, because it would be rude. And I hold,
ma'am, I am Pop Mandarin, friend of Horns.
You might know Thudu. Thudu was part of the original, the original Grace's Companions.
If I'm fanboying over necro shit and spears and nerd stuff, I know Thudu. Adam, that's why I took off my hat.
Thudu was old when she met Sir Grace. She must be she must be older than 500 years.
She is old as hell.
A pleasure to meet ya, boy. Please. She gestures. There's some leather-bound armchairs. Take a seat. I wish to speak with you.
Sit down.
You're here for
Pinches
your...
Pinches doesn't want to come with? That's fine. That's fine.
Pinches doesn't move much nowadays.
Oh, baby.
If you're leaving it up to Pinches, he's just going to stay where he is.
Yep. That's fair enough. No, I can't. Yep. That's... Yeah. Okay.
I will roll very quickly animal handling for you to have given Pinches your scent. Pinches... You'd see Pinches gave you a good sniff. He seems to remember you. Your father's in his study. You want a cat.
Dad? I was thinking about how I know how when you go on your big adventures, and then all the maids have to work still. Mm-hmm. And I don't go out into the town, and that's sometimes when I'm reading
for the best.
Well, when I'm reading the books, some of the kids in the books have a cat, and can I have a cat, please? Because sometimes it's too dark to read, and I'm not allowed to have the candles on very late at night, and it can be a bit scary. And I think maybe if I had a cat, it'd be really
you'd look
really
after
nice.
It.
Oh, yes, of course. I
you'd keep it out from underfoot.
Yeah, I'd carry it everywhere.
Okay, speak to Tybalt.
Thanks, Dad. I go in for a hug.
I brush you away.
Oh. Thank you. Sorry.
You got the cat, Tiffany.
Oh. Thank you. Sorry.
Oh. And we're positive there's nothing evil in him now.
Close the door on your way out.
Thank you. Oh, it would have been a kitten. I would have gotten in trouble.
No, here's the thing. My brain has just created a tragic moment that is missing.
Mm.
So when you got sent to university, you didn't know you were leaving forever. You would have been like, goodbye, Pinches. I'll see you later today. Mm-hmm. And then you didn't see Pinches for 16 years.
Okay. Pinches is old as fuck.
Okay, so
cats can get up to 20.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
So that's really good. So I left forever, and now the cat's here, and the cat's still alive, and I just feel horrible that I abandoned it.
Yep.
Does the cat look mad at me?
Not at all.
Has Pinches been good?
Lass, Pinches has been fine.
You haven't been putting her on the ground, have you?
No, I know. She hates that. Don't you worry. Kalina took good care of her, and then passed to me after Kalina, well... Dudu closes her eyes, makes a pained expression.
Oh,
your
no.
father never told you.
Oh no! What? Grace is an asshole!
What happened?
Kalina, there was an accident. She was cleaning in the non-magical armory. On her way down, some soap suds had spilled. And the poor lass, she took a tumble. It's... was quick.
When was this?
Dudu looks into the fire.
Oh,
and you can
no.
see she's holding back a lot of words she wants to say in this moment. Would have been going on a decade now.
And she didn't have a funeral?
She had family in town. It was a quiet service, but nice.
So you saw her.
You, Tiffany.
Oh, you bad man.
Tiffany, you remember... that about 6 years into your education, Kalina just stopped writing.
You write horns?
Yeah.
Who's Kalina?
Can I help the cat?
Thudu wheels herself over to you, and when Pinches gets picked up, he gives like a little wow of protest, but he doesn't resist or anything, and then he's gently placed into your lap. He settles there as well as he had in Thudu's. He clearly just didn't. She was just like...
Wherever's warm.
Yeah. Pretty yeah. much.
Who's this Kalina woman? Grace's wife?
She used to work here.
Oh. You were close?
Tiffany, my
I
child.
I was thinking we were close and then she stopped writing.
Because she died.
Maybe there was like one letter from your father that's like, Kalina will no longer be writing to you.
Kalina has left the service of House Grace or something.
If that's, would you have actually...
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Fuck. Kalina has left the service of House Grace.
Yeah.
And if you contested that and you were like, you didn't tell me, so Grace would be like,
yes, I did.
I wrote you a letter.
Oh,
what
and
are
that's
you talking
why I would
about?
Have been happy to give up the... amulet thing.
Yeah.
Keep the pictures, but you know, the other thing's not so important. I can wrap that up in something.
Yeah.
Turn a sad memory into a happy one.
I approve, she says, gesturing to Cinder. It is only right that you take it.
I mean it must mean something good, right? If it's working for me, that
it was a condition of coming back here that I was to hold my tongue, but I fear something terrible has befallen your father, and I fear my oath is no longer binding. Yes, I think it is a sign that ye are the heir to House Grace, your father's daughter in everything.
Noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.